The Traveler's Journal, September 30th. Staying in convents and monasteries. Looking for a quiet place of refuge and reflection, removed from life's hurly-burly? How about simple, affordable lodgings in the heart of a bustling city? Well, get thee to a nunnery. Across the country and around the globe, places of secular religious retreat are opening their gates to outsiders. A guidebook called Sanctuaries lists over 1,000 monasteries, convents, and religious retreats in the U.S. that accept casual visitors for stays of one night, a week, and even a month. Many guests come to participate in religious activities. Others come for the peace and quiet. Many of these retreats are in beautiful places. There's a Camaldoli Hermitage perched on a mountaintop in Big Sur, California, a Trappist monastery in Snowmass, Colorado, and a Benedictine priory in Weston, Vermont. They provide simple meals, Spartan rooms, and, for those who wish, association with people following a way of life far removed from the daily grind. Planning a visit to Rome, the Eternal City is filled with religious guest houses, many located in prime locations. The Sisters of Lourdes run a beautiful retreat on the Via Sistina near the Spanish Steps. A single room at the nearby Hotel Hassler starts at $300 a night. The sisters charge $32, though they do enforce a nightly curfew. In fact, some travelers enjoy the virtues of these conventional lodgings so much they make a habit of it. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer. Check our website, travelersjournal.com.